America's kind of like the pinnacle of the world. The world's jealous. It's almost like Cain and Abel. They hate us, rightly so. The reason they hate us is because God has blessed and used America, and they're jealous of that. And they have a malice in mind. One a bunch over there calls us the great Satan. And to some degree, maybe some truth to it.
Yeah.
But we have got a long ways from the standing that we used to be with God. I remember as a young boy, I remember being proud that this country stood 10 foot tall from the Lord. I wasn't even a Christian. I'm still glad to be living in a Christian country. Uh-huh. I was glad to see people stand at the Pledge of Allegiance and put their hand on their heart. And I was glad to see people give allegiance, you know, to the fact that you was able to be an American citizen, to be blessed, to have a constitution, to be blessed, to have, you know, can you imagine going through a four-way stop at 60 miles an hour and there's no stop signs, there's no red light, there's no laws, there's no police, there's no cameras, and you just hope you make it through that intersection without somebody going the other way thinking the same thing. I mean, laws are good. They're there for a reason. They're there to protect us from certain injuries, certain harm. And, you know, ain't nothing wrong with laws. I like laws. I like some of them better than others.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we need laws.
Right.
We've come down to a lawless day, and they're trying to pass laws to remove the reason or the power of laws we already have. One of the laws they're trying to pass, you listen to me real good right here, they're trying to pass a law, and I'm just going to guess that they will be able to pass it. Our president probably doesn't realize, it doesn't really sound like it's all that bad, and he'll probably get suckered into this. But you remember that one they passed, you'll find out what's in it after you sign it.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like this law. It's called the Equality Law. What's wrong with that? I mean, it sounds like, you know, give everybody equal rights. Well, I'll tell you what the equality law is. It'll cause you to commit a felony for calling someone the wrong pronoun.
Yeah.
The wrong gender.
That's right.
Cause me to get in trouble preaching against homosexuality.
That's right.
There's just a lot of things going on right now, and it's not really clear. They want to kind of muddy it up a little bit. And then, you know, after it's signed, you remember they signed the law. And Daniel there, they signed the law, no praying, and Daniel, when he seen it, was signed, wouldn't hold up the windows and prayed as he did before. Well, that's just exactly what I'll have to do. I'll have to do as I did before. And if I get bold in the lies then, so be it. Lies make a pretty good pillow. No matter what, I'm going to heaven, I'll tell you that. But anyway, I just want to thank you for all the good singing. Thank you for all the good food back in the back. As you can tell, how tight my shirt is on me. I have to admit, I'm getting fatter than a town dog. I looked in the mirror after we got back from Brian's last Sunday. I looked and I said, well, I wish Daddy was still alive. He said one day I'd have a belly like him. I'm not far from it. It looked out pretty rough last Sunday, but I enjoyed it. I ain't got no regrets at all. Wish we could have got some more in there. We'll take our text this morning out of Luke chapter number 2. This will be the last message that we're preaching on Xmas. Reason I've been preaching on Xmas is because so many people are having a Christless Christmas.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why they put that X up there. They want you to have a Christless Christmas.
Amen.
I walked through our house this morning and walked by our Christmas tree. Now, don't get me wrong, Christmas tree ain't nothing wrong with it, ain't nothing good about it, but I'll tell you what, there's some good about it.
Yes, amen.
And I looked on that Christmas tree, Brother Mitchell, and I saw all them presents underneath that tree.
Right.
And I wept.
Amen.
And I said, Lord, we're blessed.
We are blessed.
We're blessed.
And we don't appreciate it.
Thank you.
I just got so blessed this morning realizing just how blessed I was.
Right.
And I went over and fell down like I did and cried a while and prayed a while and thanked the Lord.
Amen.
How blessed we are. Blessed is that nation whose God is the Lord.
Yes.
I tell you, we're blessed. Just to be able to live in America, we're blessed.
Right.
Ain't nobody telling me that I can't mention the name of Jesus. There ain't nobody coming arresting me. There ain't nobody trying to behead me or stone me or kill me, stab me in the back or whatever. Man, we're blessed to live in America.
Yes, we are.
And I'll just tell you, a lot of people, and I'll say this with some degree of charity, a lot of people are going to have another crisis Christmas.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I did. Myself, for like 34 years, I had no real understanding. I had no real meaning about Christmas.
No.
And I didn't really understand that, you know, Jesus wasn't born December 25th. I certainly wouldn't argue that. But I will tell you this. We celebrate His birth on Christmas. And even though schools passed laws, made them little cupcakes back there with a little candy canes in the shape of a J, even though schools passed laws now, you can't have candy canes in schools because they're in the shape of a letter J, and they got the red on there that might symbolize the blood of Christ. Oh my, I got to get off there and get in this. Luke chapter number 2, we'll read the first 20 verses. I actually would just soon read just 2 verses, but I'm going to read all of these. And I'm doing this really just to get more Bible on the air, more Bible in here. And it says, and it came to pass in those days. That means this really happened. Mm-hmm. That there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Now, we know all about taxes. Well, in Jesus' day, His birth had a whole lot to do with this decree. Because you see, they were abiding in Galilee, Nazareth. But they had to leave and go here. You'll see that here in a minute, verse 4. It said, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And we all know about Syria. That's where we're pulling out of. And I say it's about time. I don't know. You know, we can't police the whole world.
No, right?
And you know what? There's just so much we can do. Let's be realistic about it. I know all these politics are they're crazy. I appreciate Brother Mitchell said it. They've gone crazy. But all went to be taxed. Everybody. Everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea and to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem. Who sung that song this morning, O Bethlehem? Is that you, Sharon?
No.
Is that you, Carolyn? He was born where?
In Bethlehem.
That's why she sung that song. In Bethlehem, little Bethlehem. Because he was of the house and lineage of David to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. So it was while they were there that the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. I know we get all racist, but God loves everyone.
Amen.
He said, this is for everyone. This is to all people. This is great joy. This is good tidings to everybody. He says, for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. They were wanting a king.
Yeah.
And he was a king. But he was born a babe. And this shall be a sign. Now the Jews require a sign. This shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying glory to God in the highest, and on earth, that's where we live. Peace. You know, we got this effort, peace on earth. I've been corresponding with some people on the internet how to find peace in a world full of hate. I had some positive correspondence. There was someone on there that posted back to me and said, what did he say? He said, be more specific. You know, I was talking about how I had peace and how wonderful it was to have peace. Be more specific. And I said, if you're sincere, I said, go to sermonaudio.com. I said, type in Landmark Baptist Church. And I said, there's two messages I want you to listen to. And I got the first one messed up. I said, the first one's called Turn Around. It's actually called The Turning Point. But anyway, and the second one, I said, The Torments of Hell. And I said, I'm glad I don't have the second one. And I'm glad I did do the turnaround. But anyway, he posted back to me and he said, I went to that website. And he said, all I could find, are you looking for a place to turn around? Which I did preach that message. But anyway, the one I wanted to listen to was called The Turning Point. But the good thing about it was he did go further.
Right.
He said, I went to that website and I couldn't find that message. And I hope he did. But you see, they want peace on earth.
That's right.
But there's no peace apart from the Prince of Peace. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Mighty Counselor.
Right.
The Mighty God. They want peace on earth. They want peace over in the Middle East. And sadly, when they do say peace, their safety then comes a sudden destruction upon them.
Yeah.
But this announcement here saying, glory to God in the highest and on earth peace. Goodwill. God's will towards us is good.
That's right.
He's not my enemy. He's my friend. He wants to help me. Goodwill towards men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, found Mary, Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they'd seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. We'll stop our reading right there and go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you for the privilege to stand for your word. We thank you, Father, for the good singing this morning. We thank you, Father, for the promise, Lord, of your return. We thank you, Lord, dear God, for the privilege, Lord, to be in the house of God, to be in America, Lord, to be saved, to be numbered among those which are saved by faith in Christ Jesus, to be able to rejoice, to know our names are written in heaven, to know our sins are under blood, to know we're a citizen of that country. What a blessing. Lord, help us, I pray today. We'll praise you and thank you no matter what. Ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
This is part 3 of the series I've been preaching on Xmas. And I really have a different title for this message, and I will announce it later on in this message. But the Virgin Mary had fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, which said, the Lord will give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Matthew chapter 1, verse 23 says, being interpreted means God with us.
Yes.
The angel Gabriel announced the birth of Christ. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 through 38. The Lamb of God was born in a manger. That's a good place for a lamb to be born, by the way. I mean, I always thought it was so bad that there was no place for the Lord, and there ain't now, and there wasn't then.
No,
and I tell you right now, they'll make room for him one day. We talked about that Sunday class this morning. They'll give him all the room he wants, because they're going to be somewhere hiding when he shows up.
That's right.
But right now, there's no room for him. But there wasn't no room for him. But don't think it's too bad. That's a good place for a lamb to be born.
Right.
He was born in a manger.
Yeah.
By the way, who comes seeing him? Shepherds.
Right.
Man, they know all about lambs.
Right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And they've been tending their flock. Amen. But anyway, he was born in the manger. Luke 2 verse 7. The Lamb of God was visited by the shepherds. Luke 2 16. They praised God for the Lamb of God. Luke 2 verse 20. By the way, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. James chapter 1 verse 17. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 15. Abraham announced the birth of this Lamb in Genesis chapter 22 verse number 8. Jesus said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it. We're teaching right now to John chapter 8. That's John chapter 8, verse 56. Then Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. John 8, 58. Peter said the Lamb was foreordained before the foundations of the world. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 through 20. All of that right there was to lay the foundation for this message that I'm going to preach here this morning. This Lamb come in this world kind of unannounced. I mean, they've been watching for a Messiah. They've been wanting a Messiah. They were wanting a king to come in and set up his throne and make everything right and overthrow the thrones of all the wickedness in his day. And yet he come in, a meek and lowly Lamb, come in a little babe wrapped in a swaddling clothes in a manger. I mean, needed his mother Mary not only to tend to him, but he needed his father Joseph to also provide for him. And I think all husbands and fathers ought to provide. And the Bible said if any provide not for his own, he's worse than an infidel. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8, that's about what America's doing. We're not providing for our own. We're providing for everybody but America. That beats all I ever seen.
Right.
But they just tried to use the Bible to justify what they do. Well, someone in politics said that it's a good thing there wasn't no wall around Egypt when Jesus had his mother and father Joseph. Well, it wasn't his father. His mother and his stepfather Joseph had to flee to Egypt. He said it's a good thing there wasn't no wall around Egypt. There was a wall around Egypt.
Yeah.
And you had to meet the criteria. You didn't get in. Matter of fact, I'll tell you right now, they couldn't get out of Egypt in Exodus chapter 12, and they won't out. But anyway, this little old lamb here coming to this world, and I want to preach a message today. I'll tell the name of the message right here in a minute. Story was told long ago of a man who worked at a slaughterhouse. And he was somewhat of a savage. These animal lovers, they'd hate him. I mean, he took a lot of joy out of killing things. I used to work with a guy, and I won't mention any specifics here, but he done some things that was kind of cruel. And a lot of men like that. I guess it'd be all right to tell this. I don't know. He buried cats in the ground, and he leave their heads sticking up and run over with one more.
Aww.
See, a lot of people just, they don't have any regard.
Oh,
Lord. This man was like that, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't care. They bring animals to him, he couldn't wait to kill them.
Oh.
One day they brought a load of lambs in, Joanne. Man, he couldn't wait. He grabbed that knife and he went through there slitting the throats of them little lambs. Man just savagely murdered those lambs. Kind of enjoyed it. Just savage, just brutally.
That's awful.
Slipped those in little lambs. Brother Mitchell, he felt something on his hand. He thought he'd injured himself as he was doing this deed. And as he looked down, one of those lambs was licking his hand as he lay there dying.
Mm-hmm.
And as that little lamb licked that hand, boy, that old hard heart melted. The reality of what he'd just done sunk in. It bowed him. I mean, he'd been over. I mean, that old heart melted. And boy, he wept bitterly. He threw that knife as far as he could throw that knife. And he said, I'll never, as long as I live, I'll never kill another animal.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. See the reality of that.
Right.
It penetrated that old hard, darkened heart.
Right.
That little lamb licking that hand right there melted that old stony heart. Oh my. Makes me think about another lamb.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I remember a man so full of himself, he said, the law will deny you. I'll never deny you. Jesus said to that man.
That's right.
He said, I'll tell you what. He said, before the cock crows twice, you deny me thrice. Uh-huh.
That's right.
Matthew chapter 26.
Yeah.
The law will deny you. I'll never deny you. And there he was somewhere.
Right.
No Christian ought to be. You know, it's easy to get a Christian at church. Can't hardly be one at Walmart.
Yeah, that's right.
But we need to be one at Walmart.
Yeah.
They need to see Christ
right.
in us.
Amen.
We're his ambassadors. We need to do a good job of letting our light shine. But Sharon, he's out there warming himself by the devil's fire. Somebody said, you're one of his. He said, I know they're not. Maid said, I saw you with him. And he said, I don't know what you're talking about. Somebody said your speech bewrayed you. And he started cussing like a slave at that time.
Amen.
He heard that second cock crow. Mm-hmm. He remembered the words of the Lord.
Yeah.
That lamb licked that hand. He went out and he wept bitterly. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That lamb licks your hand, you start realizing just how wretched, how wicked, how worthless you are.
That's right. That's right.
There was a man named Judas, Iscariot. Jesus said, have I not chosen you 12 and one of you is the devil? See, he had to be betrayed. But Jesus said, well, being that man that does betray me, been better off that man if he hadn't been born. I've met a lot of people betrayed. But it wasn't Judas. Judas was the worst of betrayal. He betrayed Jesus with a kiss.
Yeah.
Sold him for 30 pieces of silver, Joanne. And you know what? After he betrayed him, man, the reality of what he done, that lamb, I guess, licked his hand. He went and said, I betrayed the innocent blood, threw that money down in the temple, and the religious crowd of his day said, what's that to us? They didn't really care about Judas. They didn't care about the money.
No.
See to that, they said. You know what Judas did? He went out and hung himself,
didn't he? Yes, he did. Right.
You see that lick of that lamb? Man, I'll tell you what, buddy, it penetrated that old hard heart of that devil. That very devil that betrayed Jesus, he went out and hung himself.
That's right.
That's in Matthew chapter 27.
Right.
Matthew chapter 27, you've got a politician. His name is Pilate. He's the governor. They brought Jesus to him and they want him crucified.
Yeah.
Pilate examined Jesus and said, I find no fault in him.
That's right.
And they cried out, crucify him, crucify him. He said, I got a law here, and I'll release one to you. I'll release to you Barabbas, which was, I think it was a murder, and a great guilty of sedition or something like that. They said, no, give us Barabbas and crucify Jesus. And Pilate said, there's no fault in him. I find no fault in this innocent man. They said, crucify him, away with him. His blood be on us.
Right, yeah.
Pilate told the Lord to release him. You know what they said, Mitchell? They said, if you release this man, you're no friend of Caesar.
Yeah, that's right.
They said, we have no king but Caesar. Boy, that's just how bad it can get.
Yeah, that's exactly
right. Everybody didn't respond
right
to the lick of the
right.
Lord.
Amen.
Do you know what Pilate did in that dilemma? He done like all politicians. They try to wash his hands of it.
That's right.
He called for a basin, you know, and they went and got him one. He put his hands in there. He said, I'll wash my hands.
Yeah.
Of the blood of this innocent man, take ye him and crucify him. History of Pilate is he spent the rest of his life roaming the hills, stark, raving mad, Phyllis.
Yeah.
He said, I can't get this blood off my hands.
Right.
He spent the rest of his life saying, I can't get this blood off my hands. That lamb licked that hand.
That's right.
But he couldn't shake it.
That's right.
That's right. Amen.
Big old tough guys, centurion soldiers, down at the foot of the cross after they done beat Jesus, unrecognizable, his vestige marred, more than any man.
Right. Amen.
And they'd done the unthinkable. They'd nailed him to the cross. They'd mocked him, made fun of him. Now here he is, the Lamb, on the cross where he come to be all alone. He was slain from the foundation of the world. That was his whole mission, was to come give his life a ransom for all, to be testified in due time.
Yeah.
Here they are, and they're watching this event. And they see him with his crown on his head, crown of thorns. They see his lips bleeding and bruised. They see his eyes swell together. They see the flesh hanging off of him in ribbons. And you know what? These old hardened centurion soldiers, when they saw that, Joanne, they smote their breasts and they said, truly, this is the Son of God.
Yeah.
He licked the hands of them centurion soldiers. Then if that wasn't enough, on the cross with his last breath, he said, Father, forgive them.
Yeah,
turn. And no
matter what they
do, he licked the hand of the whole world, the one that spites and one that hates, the one that has no regard, no room for him. He said, Father, I want them forgiven. They don't know what they do in the link of the Lamb of God. I tell you, it had an effect on the whole world.
Amen.
Oh, my.
Amen.
Greater than that. I remember the day he licked my hand.
Amen.
I thought I was pretty good.
That's right.
I thought I was pretty good. I done a pretty good job evading all preaching and all church and all that. And man, one day found myself in the house of God, loose as a goose. Lost as a goose, not loose as a goose, lost as a goose. Yeah, correct my own preaching here. I found myself there as lost could be, as guilty could be. Man, I tell you what, I left that service that day, I was still lost. But at least now I knew I was lost.
Yeah.
And I remember in my bedroom, April 27th, 1988. I didn't know anything. I really didn't. I didn't know one Bible verse one. But a man had told me, he said, Eddie, Jesus loves you. He said, if you'll just ask him, he'll forgive you. And I knelt down there reading.
Right.
And I said, Lord, somebody told me you love me. Somebody told me that if I'd ask you, you'd forgive me my sins and you'd save my soul. I said, the best way I know how, Karen, right here, right now,
yeah,
I'm asking you to save me and the Lamb lick my hand.
Amen.
Oh, my. I have to admit, boy, it was a wonderful thing. I was as clean then as I've ever been in my whole life.
That's right.
It felt so good.
Man,
oh, man, it felt so good. I tell you what, Brother Ed talking about apologizing to people after he got saved. That's what I did. I went to Lessenberry Building Supply, the woman in there, and I gave a cussing not too long before that. And I said, ma'am, I just want you to know I'm so sorry for giving you that cussing. I got saved since that day. And she said, praise the Lord. Thank you for coming back and telling me about it. I said, I want you to forgive me. She said, I forgave you the day you was there. But she said, I rejoice now I know you're saved.
Yeah, amen.
I went to Park Avenue Furniture.
Yeah.
Eddie, can't remember his last name, had that furniture place over on Park Avenue.
Oh,
but he had a preacher worked in there with him, rented videos. And I'd come in there, Brother Jerry, and I'd rent a video and I'd brag about how drunk I was going to get when I got home because I wanted to see him cry. I just mean. I was mean. I can't help it. I just mean. And I wanted to see him cry when I talked about how drunk I was going to get when I got off. Trying to hurt him. And I got saved. I went over there, Carolyn. And I said, I just want you to know I got saved. He just pulled me across and hugged me real good. He said, thank you, Lord. Oh, I'm so glad for the lick of that Lamb. I'm so glad that man was different. I'm so glad I'm different. I'm so glad Peter's different. I'm glad that he ain't no hope for Judas, but I'm glad at least he repented of what he did.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
Man, he went to his place. He's called the Son of Perdition. Now, God ain't done with him. I'll just tell you it right now. He's mentioned there in Thessalonians. You'll get it in a little later here. But he's not done with Judas.
No.
I'm so glad that even Pilate, even though he made a mess of it, I'm glad he saw it, what he did.
Yes.
I'm glad those centurion soldiers, as bad as they, you know, he was spitefully entreated. Even though they cruelly beat him and cruelly mocked him, I'm glad they saw it.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad they acknowledged that he was the Son of God. I'll tell you what, buddy. I'm glad he prayed that prayer on that cross.
Yeah.
The lick of the Lamb. Oh my. Peter. Matthew 26, 75. Judas, Matthew 27, verses 3 through 5. Pilate, Matthew 27, verse 24. The soldiers, Matthew 27, 54. And then the whole world, Luke 23, 34, when he said, Father, forgive them. Some repented, some rejected, some resisted, some rebelled. But I'm glad this rebel repented. And I'm glad this rebel received his mercy.
Yes.
You know, to get out of Egypt, Egypt was quite a good thing to be in. You have to worry about nothing in Egypt.
Yeah, that's right.
But when you get sick of Egypt, when you've had it up to here, when you've had enough of the world, and you wonder if there's anything else, is there anything more than what I see? And there is. I haven't been told. But you know, the world, they don't really understand. This is not eternal. Man, this is just, we're just passing through. Our life here, but a vapor, here for a little while and then vanishes away. But the world, they say, what's the answers to life? Is there any more? Is there more to this? Yes, there is. But you know what?
That's right.
They get sick. I just read, Brother Mitchell, about somebody committing suicide and they wonder why they did it. Well, they had their fill.
Right.
Young person. They couldn't cope with the pressures of life. They couldn't cope with the burdens that come upon them. They didn't know about that verse in Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, and you'll find rest unto your souls. My yoke's easy, my burden's light. They didn't know about that. See, that they crushed under the burden.
Right.
They crushed under the pressure. These are rich people, young people, stars. You know, a lot of them were pop stars and stuff. And they say, you know, they just committed suicide. One girl, she, just recently, I think this week, she drove her car off of a bridge into the river and drowned. You know, they just don't understand. There is more.
That's right.
But without him, They'll never get to where God wants them to be. You see, He came to give life. We might have it more abundantly. But they won't out of this Egypt. But to get out of this Egypt, you got to have a lamb. Exodus 12, verse 1 through 7. Christ, our Passover lamb, was crucified, slaughtered for us. He was sacrificed for us. Christ brought as a lamb to the slaughter. Isaiah 53:7. That man that day, even though he didn't realize it, he'd done wrong. He did. When he looked down, seen that little lamb licking his hand as it died. That's the way the world is. Paul talked about he obtained mercy because he did what he did ignorantly. He said, I was injured. I was a murderer. I was a persecutor. As guilty as he was, he got to go free.
Yeah, right.
He didn't get what he deserved. He got what he didn't deserve.
That's right.
Man, he said, for me to live is Christ. Man, he said, the life I now live, I live by the grace of God. I'll tell you, boy, that lamb has changed a lot of lives.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But that little lamb changed that man's life, Brother Mitchell.
That's right.
I got a man in Cookeville, Tennessee. My brother-in-law, I talked to him yesterday on the phone. I was driving down there to pick up his old junkie, sent him the truck that I bought. I told him about this mess. He said, be sure you recorded it. He said, I want to hear it. I said, all right. But oh my.
Amen.
That little lick of that tongue of that lamb.
That's right.
Penetrated that hard heart
of
that
man. Right.
Just like Christ. As innocent as he was. As much as they wanted to destroy him.
Yeah.
He came to save them, brother.
Right. Amen.
Boy, if we ever get that, I'll tell you one thing, buddy. That'd help anybody if we ever get that. He didn't come to kill, he came to save.
Yeah.
He came to seek and to save. I tell you what, his mission was a mission of love. He come, I'm telling you, buddy, he come for the worst. He come for the best. He come for all to be saved. He's the only way anybody can be saved. I know the world says you can go this way. He said, I am the way. I know the world says you can do this. You can do that. He said, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. Except you repent, you'll perish. Amen.
Amen.
This realm loves all.
Yes.
They can't find no fault in him, Brother Ed.
No.
The The only fault he had, if he ever had one, was he eat with sinners and publicans because he loved them.
Yeah.
That's the only accusation they could bring to him that was true. You know how he answered it? He said, they that be whole need not a physician.
Right.
He's the great physician.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I read on the internet this morning, I probably shouldn't meddle as much as I do, but I can't help it. But a mother got mad because her daughter skipped this Bible class in this school, and her daughter was bullied because she skipped the Bible class. Of course, I had to comment on that. You know me. I said, first of all, I said, I'm sorry she skipped the class. Second of all, I'm sorry she is bullied for skipping the class. I said, third of all, wish she knew the benefit she could receive from attending that class. See, a lot of people don't know. Reading the Bible is a healthy thing.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Proverbs 4, I think it's verse 21 or 22. Their life to all those that find them, and health to their flesh. He sent His Word and healed them. And you know, life and health come from the Bible.
Right.
I believe the reason I'm as healthy as I am today, and I don't know how healthy I am, but I feel pretty healthy anyway. I feel like healthy, Lord. I believe the reason I'm as healthy as I am today is because I spent a lot of time my eyes. He said, let not my words depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thy heart.
Yeah.
For their life to all that find them, health to their flesh.
Amen.
I'll tell you, buddy, there's a lot of good about reading the Bible. I regret hearing about that young girl being bullied. I regret for making a decision about not attending the Bible class. But her mother's trying to make an issue because she ought to be able to do whatever she wants to, and that is true. But she ought to make the decision to at least give it a try.
Right.
Oh, taste and see.
Yeah.
Psalms 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see. See, that was me. I had never tasted. I had never seen. I didn't know no better. That girl would really benefit if she'd just spend a little time in there.
Amen.
Right, Bible, anyway. Yeah. All right. Like I said, I've retitled this message. And the title of this message is The Lamb That Licked the Hand. There's a song. I'll end with this right here. There's a song. Has anybody heard this song called Where is the Lion to See Jesus? Has anybody heard it? Well, a little boy, true story, was in a mall. And there's a big long line to see Santa. And he's a Christian boy, raised in a Christian home. And you know, about 10 years old, little boys don't know a whole lot. And he said, Mama, he said, where's the line to see Jesus at? Ain't we celebrating His birthday? Hmm. Well, they wrote this song.
Amen.
They wrote this song called Where's the Line to See Jesus?
Right.
The only way you can hear this song is either like I did this morning, listen to King's Radio about 3 o'clock in the morning, they played it. Or you can go online and type in, Where's the Line to See Jesus? And the reason that's the only place you can see it or hear it is because they tried to get the song recorded and nobody would record it. They tried to have it played on radios and nobody would play it except King of Kings. It's the only place I've ever heard it. But I will tell you this. If you want a blessing, if you want to get that heart squeezed real good today, even on your smartphone, just type in, Where's the Lion to See Jesus? You'll see a video, and I'll explain it to you. In the video, you'll see a man playing the piano. That's his father. In the video, you'll see a real beautiful young girl singing this song. That's his aunt. In that video, you'll see a little 10-year-old boy. He's the one that asked the question. Mm-hmm. Where's the line to see Jesus? See, this ain't no way for him. But you're talking about a blessing. Woo! Oh, if I could sing, I'd sing that song.
Amen.
Where's the line to see Jesus?
Right. Amen.
Aren't we celebrating His birth? You know, I ain't got no problem with Christmas. I ain't got no problem with none of that. Let's try not to leave Him out. Let's not have Christless Christmas.
That's right.
Do yourself a favor today. Type in, Where is the line to see Jesus? The song. Tell me next time you see me if you got a blessing or not. Father, we thank You for the message today. I thank You for what I felt in my heart. Lord, I thank You, Lord, for all, Lord, You do for us. Lord, we run nothing but praise for You. Lord, I got so blessed hearing songs about you. Got so blessed, Lord, just remembering, Lord, you gave yourself for me. You sacrificed yourself so I could live. Got so blessed, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bless, I pray, the remainder of this service. Whatever, Lord, needs to be done, I pray, Lord, you do it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get Brother Jerry, please, and Brother, Sister Sharon.
Brother Eddie Danny's going to fill it for you. I've had a throat problem.
All right, Brother. Brother Danny, be just fine. Come on, Brother Danny. Just a verse of hymn.
We'll do a song for Mitchell here today.
That'll work.
This is one of his favorite songs. He's had a rough week, so I'm going to do this song.
Amen. I'm off.